Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Harley Hitch Takes Flight, Harley Hitch, Book 4, written by Vashti Hardy and read by Kieran Sword. Not a cloud filled the sky above Forgetown on the first day of the summer holidays. Harley burst like exploding popcorn from the front door of Hitch House before pausing to take an enormous breath, arms and legs stretched like a starfish, fingertips tickling the breeze, and bare toes scrunching the grass.
Welcome, summer!
Her best friend, Cosmo, strolled up the path towards her and shook his head with a grin.
You're so dramatic, Harley.
Well, you're underdramatic, so I have to compensate.
She gave him a friendly nudge.
Can't you smell it, though?
Smell what?
Flowers, ice cream, strawberries, sunshine, the bees buzzing.
Cosmo nudged Harley back.
You can't smell that.
She winked at him.
Oh, can't I?
Sprocket, Harley's robot pet, chased a butterfly along Grandpa Eden's flower-filled border. His eyes shone with hearts. Harley jumped after him, catching him in a hug.
He loves the summer holidays, don't you, Pooch? We get to spend all day together.
Sprocket let out a happy robotic bark.
I can't believe Professor Fretshaw won't let us bring our robot pets to school, she said. Loads of robots are there already, like the garden bots and Primbot, the gatekeeper. Hey, maybe we should petition in the autumn.
We could, I suppose, Cosmo murmured.
Harley knew Cosmo well and didn't need to look up to know his shoulders had slumped.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Cosmo. Sometimes I forget you haven't got a pet.
She jumped up as though her next thought was a spring inside her.
Maybe you could get one this summer. You've been in Forgetown practically a whole year now, and I know your mum didn't want you to have one at first, but surely now...
Harley, stop before you get all overexcited. Every time I try to talk to mum about it, she says she's too busy with work to discuss it. She keeps saying, maybe later.
Perfect!
He frowned.
Did you hear a word I just said?
She nodded emphatically.
Later follows now, and as now has been happening while we speak, it must be later already, right now, this very minute. So it's a perfect time to ask her again.
Harley's mind was already buzzing with what sort of robot pet Cosmo could get. Perhaps another dog like Sprocket. Then they could be friends too. Or a cat might be fun. Or maybe something that loved plants as much as Cosmo did, like a robot butterfly.
Let's go and ask her on the way to the Iron Forest. You can get all sorts of basic robot kits these days, and we can see what's growing in the Iron Forest and start thinking about adaptations. Sprocket loves getting upgrades, don't you, boy?
Much as I admire your waterfall of optimism, my house isn't on the way to the forest, and it would be a complete waste of time anyway. Mum said she's going to be tied up all summer with a hugely important town project. She's already spoken to your grandpas to make sure it's okay for me to spend more time at your house. She told me I could only interrupt her with life or death problems.
This is life or death, said Harley.
He raised his eyebrows doubtfully.
All right, it's not, but it's really, 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 really important.